The migrant caravan that headed to the southern border of the US in April 2018 was covered by the media big time. According to the official reports, these people came mostly from Honduras, where the caravan had started, and then people from Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Mexico joined the march. The main reasons for them to flee their home country were gang violence and poverty. When I saw the first pictures, I was shocked. But then I realized there were just too many images of women and children, which is always a sign of media manipulation and a hidden political agenda. Always. Critical thinkers like the QAnon studied the pictures closely. Too many things did not add up. Like I said in part one, these people had to walk for 45 miles a day, each and every day for 1.5 months. But these people don't look exhausted. They're not dirty or sweaty. I mean, look at them. Their clothes are clean. Clean babies. Clean pants. They wear labels. They are well fed. These people aren't refugees. They're not poor. I traveled through Mexico, Guatemala, and Honduras, and I saw poverty. Believe me, these people are not poor. 45 miles a day on flip-flops? Are you kidding me? Or even barefoot? Come on, where are the blisters? And why aren't they carrying what is needed for a journey like that? Blankets, food, water. Where are the spare diapers? Some people do have small backpacks, but they appear to be brand new. So, what did happen? First of all, buses and vans were deployed to transport all of these people from Honduras to the US border. Flip-flops? No problem. You only have to get out of the van occasionally for a group photo. Next, in order to get as many people as possible, you pay them. Thanks to some alert anons, this was filmed on site. Then, in order to be efficient for the media, you give the main players a colored wristband. Brilliant! Different colors have different meanings, all known to the reporters and the cameramen. Some people overact. Others are really convincing and make it to the World News Report. Meet Maria Meza and her 5 children, all the way from Honduras. She made it to every news item on TV, telling about her terror, the fear for her children, their eyes all wet and swollen due to the tear gas that the American Border Patrol so viciously threw at them. Well, Maria, there are a few flaws in your story. I've looked at every single picture of you and your beautiful girls. None of them show any signs of tear gas. This picture clearly shows that you are the only ones in action. The cameraman shoots away, completely unhindered by the gas, and there is no panic. Let's have a closer look at this picture. Cameramen are standing in the line of smoke, yet have no problem with that. Oh wait, look! Somebody is throwing a gas canister! Is that a fellow refugee? Maria told the press that her son went back the next day to get the canister and show it to the reporters. Shame on you, America! I do hope Maria was paid handsomely, I really do, but her story sucks. The family was photographed on another day, getting out of a van for yet another day's work in front of the camera. and the tear gas canister? You can buy them at any theatre prop retailer, or you can use the police training variety. They produce white smoke, but no harm is done. I guess Trump's statement was correct. No tear gas was used on the children. The entire mainstream media coverage of this event was biased and flawed. My advice to the producers, next time, pay more attention to the details, for the anons are on to you. Refugees who walk for thousands of miles do not walk like this. Or like this. They don't wear flip-flops. They don't have brand new pink buggies. They do not polish their nails. They don't wear iron shirts. Neither do they have perfect haircuts and makeup. When they say they flee their country because they're so poor they can't even buy food, don't show them with digital cameras and iPhones. Refugees who walk for thousands of miles are not clean. And for God's sake, pay attention to some of your supporting actors. And when you Photoshop someone into a picture, make sure you don't forget his leg. Oh, and make up your mind, will you? Do you want the shirt on or off? And what's with the Disney obsession? When you really want to know what's going on in the world, you have to do the research, just like Q keeps saying. And when you do, you will see what's real and what's not. The migrant caravan was a staged event with a political motive. Who was behind it? Who financed such a great event? George Soros. That's right, our great benefactor George Soros, connected to the pedophile club Nambla and the rioting and violent Antifa and Black Lives Matter. How do we know he's behind all of these so-called social movements? Well, it's not really a secret. According to an analysis of his tax filings, he invested $33 million in the notorious Ferguson riots alone. Soros promised everyone who participated in the massive protests $15 an hour. In the case of the migrant caravan, all they had to do was play the part of all refugees looking for a safe haven. Money, new clothes, food, toys, and an extra bonus if you play your part well. Who'd refuse a job like that? Soros made a mistake by not fulfilling his financial promises. So then we had more riots. This time by angry actors who demanded payment. Videos of Antifa members shouting, "Soros, Soros, where's our money?" went viral. Yet everything was hushed up by the mainstream media. So, what's his motive? Why would anyone invest so much money in these massive and well-organized movements? To destabilize a country. To create division. Division by skin color, by political wing, by religion, by gender. A divided people is easy to rule, a united people is not. Let's go back to the Q phenomenon. As we have seen in part 2, Q strongly emphasizes the importance to unite. United we stand, divided we fall. Q portrays a better world without wars, treason and corruption. And whether you like it or not, The task to get there has been put in the hands of Donald J. Trump. Now, normally when I say this to people, I get the most vicious looks. Thanks to the mainstream media, the majority of the Dutch people believe Trump to be a narcissistic dictator. But hey, let's talk some facts here, shall we? Trump went to North Korea. He'll start a nuclear war, the media shouted. But he came back with peace. 6 million new jobs have been created under Trump. Lowest unemployment rates since 50 years. More than 4 million people off of food stamps. Trump openly attacked Big Pharma. He created the biggest tax cuts ever for all social classes. He is the only American president ever to work for free. He signed an executive order to clean the oceans. Did you hear about that on the news? No. For some reason, the mainstream media have a political agenda of their own, but more about that later. From my point of view, one of the most important priorities of Trump is to protect the children. Right after his inauguration, he stated that his administration would focus on ending the horrific practice of human trafficking, also referred to as modern slavery. On December 21, 2017, he signed an executive order blocking the property of people involved in serious human rights abuse and corruption. More executive orders follow to protect victims of human trafficking. A huge campaign was deployed to educate parents and children about the dangers of human trafficking. Throughout 2018 and 2019, many arrests took place. Thousands of child molesters were arrested. Thousands of victims were rescued. Trump keeps emphasizing that most victims are smuggled into the country through the southern border. He shows numbers, statistics. He made January Human Trafficking Awareness Month. He informed the people about MS-13, a criminal gang responsible for raping and killing many American citizens. He swore he would take them down to the last member. He keeps emphasizing the drugs problem and the billions of dollars plus the countless lives it costs each year. He keeps pleading for a wall, anything to reduce the drugs and human trafficking numbers as much as possible. But the mainstream media keep twisting his words, making it sound like immigrants aren't welcome. I've watched these interviews time and again, and I can assure you that according to President Trump, immigrants are most welcome, but they have to come in legally. The funny thing is, Bill Clinton wanted a wall. Obama wanted a wall. Hillary wanted a wall. They all voted for a wall when they were still in the Senate. I'm talking about the 2006 Secure Fence Act, passed by a Republican Congress and signed by President George W. Bush. It wasn't a problem back then, but now all of a sudden, Trump is an immigrant hater? The more I study this subject, the more I understand why Trump is bashing fake news. But more about that soon. Back to Trump's war against human traffickers. For years, whistleblowers at the highest levels have been stepping forward with testimonies about child trafficking for the elite. This is nothing new. It was just never dealt with until now. The thing is, when I talk about this in my presentations, people don't want to hear about it. They don't want to look at these pictures, which I understand. I would rather look away as well. But that reminds me of the famous one-liner of the Germans right after World War II. After being confronted with the painful question, how could you let the Nazi atrocities happen? Why didn't you do something? The answer was always, wir haben es nicht gewusst. We didn't know. Of course they knew. It was just too painful and too dangerous to acknowledge it and to do something about it. Well, I will not look away any longer. These kids are not helped by our denial. They are helped by our action. So for God's sake, keep watching. We are the only hope they have left. Child trafficking for the elite. That is bigger than pedophilia. We are talking about a huge criminal organization kidnapping children and selling them to high-ranking officials, from mayors, judges, and senators, to presidents, and even royalty. Do you think this is far-fetched? Do you think it's just a conspiracy theory? Get ready for some conspiracy facts in part 4.